Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Final from Gainbridge Fieldhouse, 114-109, Indiana. A disappointing loss for the Golden State Warriors. They dropped to 4-3, and Indiana gets its first win of the season. So you lose in Milwaukee without Giannis Antetokounmpo, and you then back that up with a loss to a previously winless Pacers team. Not what the Warriors drew up for this trip to Milwaukee and Indiana. But there are 75 games to go. And if you are to lose to teams, you'd rather they'd be in the East than the West. But definitely a tough one tonight, as they've lost 7 out of 8 to Indiana. Got swept by the Pacers last year. So tough stuff here for Golden State tonight. The Warriors ended up shooting 43% from the field and just 27% from downtown. They were led by Stephen Curry, 24 points, but a minus 21, and turned it over 5 times. So a turnover bug biting him again. Warriors turned it over 16 times, leading to 17 Indiana points. It's better than the 22 turnovers that led to 25 points or 27 points for Milwaukee, but still a number you'd like to see a little lower than that. And you got to take your hats off to Quentin Jackson on a two-way contract starting tonight, guarding Stephen Curry. 25 points, 6 rebounds, 10 assists, no turnovers, and 3 steals. What a game for Quentin Jackson tonight. Hats off to him. And Aaron Nesmith with 31 points. Pascal Siakam with 27. But Jimmy Butler was great in the second half. Finished the game with 20 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. Could not make the free throw that would have put them up 110-109. Would not really have mattered at the end, but it's a 6 20-point game of the season, 4th straight. Draymond Green at 8 points, 10 rebounds. It's first time this season with double-digit boards. The Warriors dropped to 1-2 in clutch games this season, and now 1-3 on the road. So having some road issues to start the season. They've lost their last 3 road games after winning the road opener and season opener at L.A. So some things to think about, and a chance to get their aggression out at home against the Phoenix Suns on Tuesday.